just give me. Oh yes, we are finally doing it. Wild Wild West. Will Smith, Kevin Kline, piece of shit. It is a movie that even Will Smith, the nicest guy in the world, is saying, I don't like this movie. Basically, it's a steampunk James Bond directed by Barry Sonnenfeld. Clearly set up for a giant franchise. Like, this is gonna be great. And it's such a turd. The dream guest for me on the show would be to get Kevin Smith in here because he would be great to hear his stories. If you haven't heard it before, Kevin Smith was up for Superman at one point, and he wanted a mechanical... Basically, the head of Warner Brothers was obsessed with putting this mechanical spider in Superman. Kevin Smith was like, no, I don't want that. And then just put that big, gigantic mechanical spider in Wild Wild West for no reason. And Wild Wild West was based on a good TV show, but this didn't come out so good. So if anyone out there has a direct connection to Kevin Smith, ask him. You want to come on? Do it? It would be fun, actually. I think this would be a perfect experience, this movie. All right, guys, if you don't know what I'm talking about, if I've just been talking for a minute and you're like, what is it? 1999, this gem of a film came out. 21% on Rotten Tomatoes. Take a listen to the trailer.
Gordy, that's a cliff.
Yes, I know.
That means the ground is going to end.
Yes, I know.
Gordon.
Before there was a Secret Service, there was
West. Jim West.
West, Jim West, Desperado, Rough Rider. No, you don't want nada, none of this. It's Gunnamis, brother running James West. Tame of the West, so remember the name. Now who you gonna call?
Not the GB.
Now who you gonna call?
G-W-G.
Test your chest, loveless. Can't stand the heat to get out the wild.
Keep going with me.
Are you a dangerous spy? Or just a handsome cowboy who likes to poke around?
I believe I'm that second one.
Gotta stick to what we each do best.
From the director of Men in Black.
Now what?
Let the party begin!
When I roll into the... When I stroll into the... When I bounce into the... When I stroll into the... When I bounce into the... Wow, wow.
Will Smith. Kevin Kline.
Bon voyage.
I love this train. Kenneth Branagh.
Papa.
And Selma Hayek. And it's a whole new West.
Oh boy, you are in for a treat. Here's a little fun drinking game you can do. Every time something vaguely racist gets said, take a shot. You'll get drunk pretty quick. Also, Kevin Kline plays two roles. See if you can spot them. All right, the How Did This Get Made awards are coming up. What am I talking about? Well, we figured we're coming up to episode 50. Wouldn't it be great to give out some awards for the craziest, most insane performances that we've talked about in these last 50 episodes? I came to you guys to suggest categories, titles for the award show, and I think I like the Howdies. The Howdies seem like a good title. The literallys were part in there, too. I even have trouble saying that now, so I'm going to say the Howdies are the best way to go for this. The Howdy Awards, the first annual Howdies. And here are some suggestions of categories that you guys like. Obviously, we're going to have worst movie, worst actor, worst actress. All right, that goes without saying. But here are some more niche categories, like worst sports scene in a film. This could be anything from Tommy Wiseau playing football to Catwoman playing basketball. Worst use of CGI. like when they use those creepy Joker smiles in Old Dogs. All right? Best scene in a bad movie. So this is when there's a scene that's actually good, but it's surrounded by shit. Kind of like the explosion scene in that movie that we talked about, the people in the apartment building. I forget the name of it, but that was a good one. I like this category a lot. Most insane bathroom scene. Think about it. There's a lot of them. Leprechaun in the Hood, All About Steve, Old Dogs. Most misogynistic depiction of women. Yeah, so before every category, we'll say literally the most inexplicable celebrity cameo. The worst or best search engine query. This is actually a really good one. So, think about it as, like, you know, when they go into Google and they're looking for something. Twilight is a contender here. Catwoman. I Know Who Killed Me. Just the inane things that people type into a Google search engine. And then, let's see here. Oh, this is a good one. Most unrealistic hot lady turned awkward social outcast. That's great, of course. Man, All About Steve is coming up a few times. Catwoman, backup plan. And these are some of the categories that people have been talking about. I am going to compile my favorites, and then we'll, like, knock it down to a list of 10, let you guys submit nominations, and then we'll have a show. I'm working on it. I don't know how the end game is going to be yet, but this is my first step. So I'll start a forum on earwolf.com. I'll also link to it on our Facebook page so you guys can start adding to it. Oh, this is a good one, too. Literally the worst facial hair in a movie. Okay. Oh, and someone letting us know that he is keeping track of the amount of times that we have been saying literally. He has, by the end of the year, a new graph. He had a graph a little while ago of how many times we say literally. And he has some awards that he'd like to give out. Most on the Wagon, which means the biggest decrease of L-bombs. The Minuteman Award. The episode in the shortest amount of time before someone says literally. And the Marathon Award, episode with the longest amount of time before someone says literally. And then the most heartbreaking. I don't know what that is. He said, I already got this one picked out. So we'll be checking in on our usage of the word literally through this guy who's doing this graph. And I would have taken his name, but I didn't. I'm sorry. You do good work. Some quick questions from people on our Facebook page. Ben Jennings writes, why don't hookers kiss? Well, Ben, I was a prostitute for a couple years. I did kiss. I did a lot of heavy tongue kissing. I would just get all up in there because to me, it was about just having fun and having random sex. I think the reason why most hookers don't kiss is potentially, now I'm going out on a limb here, they are afflicted with the same disease as Poison Ivy from Batman and Robin, and their lips are full of poison. Yeah, they like sex, just like Poison Ivy, but if they kiss you, they'll kill you. That's my guess. So, Ben, I hope that helps. DJ Waldman writes, will you let Aziz guest? Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. Yes, of course. I actually talked to him about coming in for an episode a little while ago. He was not able to do it, but he would like to come in. He will come in. Somebody actually even suggests a Human Giant reunion. We don't normally have two guests, so that might be harder. Randall writes, what's your favorite flavor of yogurt? Randall, I don't care, man. I don't care because it's all good. If we're talking about that Froyo, then I don't even count that. I'm talking about Greek yogurt. I'm talking about John Stamos selling Greek yogurt. Any flavor is good, man. When it's thick like that, when I used to be a hooker, I would just down a couple cups of Greek yogurt and then just get it on. Jordan Beckwith writes, does Jason's beard have as much power in real life as it does on the screen? More. That is the most powerful beard of all time. That is like Samson's hair is what Jason's beard is. It's a modern day retelling of Samson's hair. Jack Faust writes, June looks a lot like the girl who cuts my hair. What does this mean? Jack, it means that June has been lying to me. She's been cutting people's hair on the side. Now I know where she gets all that money from. Thank you, Jack. You're a true friend of the show. Laura Hammond writes, what's the worst aspect at Earwolf Studios? The smell, the heat, A creepy doorman? I don't know where you think we are, where there's a doorman. No doorman. The heat is pretty bad. Brett, who's our engineer. Brett, you hear here all the time. What do you think is the worst aspect of Earwolf?
The worst?
Yeah, the studio.
Am I on record?
Yeah.
Well,
it's tough, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's great.
It's great. The urinals, I think, waste a lot of water. I think it's like one of those big ones where like, they're like toilet urinals. Too much water. I don't know. Yeah. There's nothing bad in here.
Well, it is kind of awkward that the urinals are surrounding us in the studio.
Yeah, that is a weird thing. We do have urinals in the studio, but that gives you the good sound quality. I mean, so there you go. So that's your answer, Laura. I hope we gave you a good one. T-shirts, we got them. They're always for sale. $20, you get one. And I hope you're watching my show, NTSF SDSUV, which is currently on Adult Swim. What's Adult Swim? Oh, it's Cartoon Network After Hours. NTSF SDSUV Thursday nights, 12:15, following Children's Hospital. Jason Mantzoukas is in it this year. June is in it every single week. So funny in it. Definitely check it out. I would love you to watch it. That is it. Until next time, we're going to roll with Will Smith and do some Wild Wild West. And remember, if you're a fan or a friend of Kevin Smith, tweet at him. Tell him to come in. Let's do this. All right. Bye-bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.